Hi, this is a follow visit for patient ZBIGNIEW. Last name is Wojcik, Wojcik. Date of birth is 6/4/1970. Date of accident is 6/29/2021. Date of service is 6/1/2023. The patient presents with the ongoing history of pain in the neck and the lower back as a chief symptom. Pain is around between 5 to 8. ADLs are affected to the tune of 7. The patient does not report any radiation of pain most of the time. Very rarely it is into the right arm and left leg, left buttock posteriorly in S1-S2 dermatome fashion. The patient reports of mild headaches associated with dizziness and vertigo and mild loss of memory and a weakness of the right arm. He has dropped phone and dinner plates with his arm, and again he does have a issue of disc involvement in the cervical spine MRI, which showed there is involvement of C4-5, C5-6 and C6-7 broad-based protrusion of the disc along with edema at the C6-7 end plate vertebra and the intervening disc and retrolisthesis of C5/6. The patient chooses not to have any surgery. He has seen a neurosurgeon. He did undergo for a surgery for the L5-S1 area with the 11-ectomy and fixation of the spine, which has improved some of the pain but not all of the pain. Please review the chart for his ADL, for his additional history and system review, as well as substance abuse and a compliance history. Patient reports of a 50% improvement in the symptoms overall, and he was referred to a neuropsych for neuropsych evaluation, and the MRIs were also ordered on his initial visit. He's just been seen on the first time on 5/4/2023, and today is the second visit in a row. This is the follow-up visit. He does a mention of loss of equilibrium as well as dizziness, vertigo, lack of sleep, lack of focus, depression, blurred vision. Physical examination will be as follows. The blood pressure is 123/98, and pulse is 72, pulse ox is 98. Please copy and paste from the previous visit of 5/4/2023 for Mr. Wojcik, dictation number 0907-060. Only general review, musculoskeletal exam, and the extremities examination need to be repeated. Copied. The patient is otherwise stable. Thank you. His diagnosis remains the same. But the patient was provided with medications as follows: Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day. For anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 7.5 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Tylenol with codeine number 4, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for pain. Level 50 milligram PRN for sleep and pain relief. Lyrica was provided for general pain relief for the nerve related issues. His MAPs have been looking good and the drug screen have been taken. His case is still continuing. His MRIs have been discussed with him at great length. These MRIs were done on August 4, although this dictation is done a little late, so I'm able to get to it, to the MRI reports. The patient will be provided treatment for lumbar epidural and cervical epidural injections to help him with the pain. Patient did receive a sacroiliac joint injection to the right, and a repetition of the injection could be done. His records have been investigated and reviewed, and the patient will continue physical therapy with laser treatment also. Thank you.